Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Daddy?
It's the Shy Life Podcast with me,
Shy Yeti. He's not that shy.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Yes, it really is me. Not that other dimensional me. No. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's very frustrating. I'm very frustrated trying to find out where he is and what he's doing. And now we're working with Cromarty. I mean, how much worse can it get? At least Yeti Uncle John's here to help. Hopefully he'll keep an eye on Cromarty. And anyway, for those of you who didn't listen to the last episode, I suggest that, well, either you do or perhaps you listen to the recap. Yes, basically, the other dimensional Paul, he's back. And he's trying to take over this show by doing his own show. He hasn't even discussed it with me. It's crazy. Listen, go on.
John, what's going on?
Oh, sorry, Paul. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, do you mind if I... Can I come over? Is it all right?
Sure.
Yes. Can I...
Come over. It's fine. Just doing the beginning bit, you know. The introduction of the episode.
I don't know how to break it to you, but you remember there is that other dimensional version of you. You know, the one who wanted to... he wanted to come over here. He wanted you to go over there.
Yes, I remember him. We haven't seen him since all that business at New Year, you know, when... Well, everything with comedy and all that stuff. Bold Sasquatch.
Yes. Oh, he's back.
What do you mean he's back? He can't... He's not supposed to be able to be here. At least, not for very long.
Well, I don't know. He's here, though. He's been sighted.
So, yes, we've got a new show for you. No more Shy Life Podcast. This is the real deal. Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show. Yeah. It sounded a bit cheap, you know.
So this time on Shy Yeti's Big Kapow Show, Big Top Kapow Show, we have, from the small cast, we have Tony Smiley. Hi, Tony.
No, I'm Tappy Smelly.
That's
Tappy.
Nice to meet you. It's very nice to have you on our show. So,
thank you.
How is your Aunt Turnip?
Aunt Tappy, she's fine. She's fine. She said, Paul, to say hi to you.
Right. Thank you. Good.
Sends her love.
Ah, good. Yes, send my love to her too. And how is Sissy?
It's Sassy. Sassy.
Good.
Sassy's fine. Sassy's just fine.
Can I just ask you, would you like to tell me what sort of sandwich you're eating? I'm Shy Yeti, you probably heard of me. This is my podcast.
What? Hey? What? I don't know. Never heard of you. Well, this is just a cheesy ham sandwich, mate.
thank you. Ah, hello, lady. Can I ask, is that a cappuccino or a latte you've got? Sorry, this is... The Shy Yeti Big Top Kapow Show. Yes.
Oh, no. This is just water. Water with some dust in it.
Okay, great. Madam, can I just...
Leave me alone.
Sorry. Hello? Hello, could I say... Excuse me?
No, I don't want to speak to you, all right?
Fine, okay, right.
We've just learnt that the other dimensional version of me
What?
Is here, and he's trying to... Well, you know, you've heard all the episodes. You know, ages ago, he wanted me to go over there, and he was going to come over here. It never happened, of course, because all the things with Comedy and Bold Sasquatch happened.
Paul, that's just weird. You know, I don't like that weird stuff. You know, I don't want to be involved in that kind of weird stuff you do over there.
No, this isn't my choice. It's outrageous. I want to stop him. I want to stop him going around.
I should hope so. He did a pretty good job of it. It sounded just like you.
Oh, dear.
There you go. See what I mean? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, we're going to run the theme tune now. And hopefully, by the time we come back, Itty Uncle John will have some news for me. And we'll know where we can go, where he's heading, where he is. Dear, oh dear. Why does this have to be so difficult? Run the theme tune.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dear, oh dear, there we go, there's the theme tune. And, I suppose we really ought to ask the episode bot what number episode this is.
92.
Is it really? Goodness, how time flies. Okay, well, where's Yeti Uncle John? He's supposed to be meeting me. Hello, Paul. Oh, there you are. Oh dear, I thought I'd lost you. No, you've not lost me. I'm here. So, any news? Has he been sighted?
Well, yes. Yes and no. No, yes, mainly. More yes than no.
Well, that's good. And Cromarty's been able to help?
Yes, he's been surprisingly helpful, considering what a pain in the neck he usually is.
Well, yes. So, where are we heading for? We are heading for somewhere. We're not just going to sit here.
No, we're not going to sit here. We're going to head in the direction that we think he's heading.
Okay. And where is that?
Well, we think he's heading to one of the locations you've recorded in before.
Oh, really? Hey, tell me it's Venice or Luxembourg.
No, Paul, no. Not Venice and not Luxembourg.
What a pity. Okay then, so where do they think he's headed?
Well, he was last seen heading on a train from Waterloo East down to, the Folkestone area.
Folkestone? When have I been to Folkestone?
Well, you have and you haven't. Don't you remember? Last summer.
Last summer? Oh, you don't mean Kent? Not the time I went to Canterbury and met Callum and I was staying in the house?
Yes, with the ghosts.
With the ghosts? The house with the ghosts? The one that kind of possessed you?
Well, yes, I remember it well.
Well, you think he's going back to that place?
Well, I think it's possible. But, you know, it's not just somewhere you can wander into. Doesn't mean to say that he won't try.
No. So he's basically stalking our previous locations.
Does sound like he is stalking. Well, I don't know what he hopes to achieve.
I don't either. Now listen. I wonder if we can work this in. Well, you know, it's not so very far from where we've been. You know that we were going to be recording bits for the Halloween episode any time now?
Well, yes, we've been preparing for it.
Yeah, that's not a million miles away from that house. I suppose we could always go in that direction and see if we can see him.
But aren't we all based down in Canterbury?
Well, yes. But that house is only a bus ride from Canterbury.
Are you that close?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, I never thought about that. Do you think this is a coincidence, or do you think he knew that we were recording in the area?
Oh, I don't know. It's interesting, though. You said that the committee had seen him at Waterloo East heading for a Folkestone train. Well, that house is literally between Folkestone and Canterbury. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where he's heading. Do you honestly think if he knows you're recording in the area, he's not going to try and stick his nose in? I know what you mean. I really do. So, well, we've got to get down there. We need to do our recording, and we also need to see if he shows up, whether he's watching us. And if he's not, we need to go to that house, because he's going to be nearby.
Yes, I think you're right. We need to get on the train, get down there, and do what we were going to do. And,
And what about Cromarty?
Cromarty's going undercover.
Is he now?
No, no, he is. Are you sure he's not just looking for Bold Sasquatch? Well, yes, he might be looking for Bold Sasquatch too, but...
I don't know. I don't know, John. Can't help but think something bad's going to happen.
Yes, well, he already is, remember?
That other dimensional clone of you, he's trying to ruin your reputation or steal it, one or the other.
Something's got to be done. He can't stay here.
No, there's not room for two Shy Yetis, and I'm not sure that the universe can actually cope with it. He's not from this dimension.
No, he's not. No.
Okay. Let's get going. Let's get on down to Canterbury, see what goes on. I think perhaps it's time for a poem or two. We'll see you down there.
Oh, he's going to read a poem. Always thinking about the poems is our Shy Yeti.
Hello, this is me, Cromarty. I am just leaving a message to say that I have already got into the area. I have gone down to Folkestone, and I am looking around to see if there's any sign. And, well, I hope you do not mind, but I have a computer with me. It is the episode bot. It is useful. It is able to pick out a track. You know, it is actually able to focus on where he may have been. It is very... You think you do not use that computer, you know. You do not use it to its full capacity. No, it is not just for episode botting, you know. It can do so much more than just announcing the number of the episodes. If only you know. Well, anyway, so me and the episode bot, we are following Cromarty and finding out where he is going. So I think if you just continue with your plans as you know planned, and I will be in contact, and well, hopefully we will track him down. I heard what you were saying earlier about that you think he might possibly be going to that location between Folkestone and Canterbury, the one where you have been before. And I should also try and track that down too. Yes, yes, sir. Just you carry on as normal. He may try and follow you. So we shall see, okay? Okay.
I've got a couple of poems for you. They're actually from a compilation called Shy Yeti Goes Wild. And, well, they're all from different books. But I did a compilation, well, even this is a number of years old now. I was doing a show at the Poetry Cafe, and I thought it would be quite fun if I compiled a lot of my sort of monstery poems or, sort of humorous beastie poems together, and I did a show based on this compilation. It was only a short collection, but it was nice to collect them all together. And this is one called The Bullier of Teddy Bears, which I don't think I've read you before. He was a bullier of teddy bears. The man was 38. What did they do to deserve it? What had fueled this manic state? Oh, why did he seem to hate them? What the heck had they done to him? Well, any chance that he'd be nice to them was looking rather slim. He made the bears all nervous. They were trained to duck his punch. If he came around to visit, they'd simply say we're out to lunch. They came equipped with tough tin helmets, hid beneath armour with fur trim, in the hope he'd bash his knuckles in a way that might deter him from trying it again, from bullying those bears, from biffing them repeatedly and from plucking out their hairs. The man should have known better than to pick on those so small, but those bears began to turn on him, intent to cause that cad to fall. He loved to make them suffer, but such a crime it had to end. Such felonies are foolish and will not help to make amends. He'd only taunt them all the more, try and thwack each bulging belly. Such attacks would not be gentle, he would give each fight some welly. No one knew quite why he did it, yet he did it just the same. but his mistake was in believing that every teddy bear was tame. While he slept, they came a-creeping. As he made rest, they made their plan. Came breaking down the door, revenge brought by this furry clan. He never knew what they were doing. He never knew his sorry fate. By the time they cut him open, well, by then was far too late. That idiot bullier of teddies would regret each bear he duffed. Up there upon his deathbed, they ensured that brute got stuffed.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, it's a bit gory. It's a bit gory, isn't it? Hey,
this poem, actually, it's not really a poem. It's more of a monologue, I suppose. A short monologue. It's more of a short monologue. I'm dedicating this one to a cat friend of mine called Nightshade, who belonged to my friend, an ex-boyfriend, Kirk. And Nightshade sadly passed on recently, and she was a lovely black cat. And this poem was written around the time when I saw Nightshade a great deal, and she was kind enough to let me take photos of her, and I used them in the book. And, well, you know what cats are like. They know who's the boss. It's them, not you. And this is sort of based on a true story that happened when one of the times I was round at Kirk's house looking after her. This is called Can't You Stop It Raining. She gazed at me, green eyes piercing through to my brain, disapproving as we both looked out onto the wet backyard from the doorstep of the kitchen, angrily staring up at me as if to say, "Can't you stop it raining?" There was no doubt that she wasn't pleased. She stood there, indecisive over what to do next. There was that look again, that plaintive, grumpy mew. Her directive had been ignored. "I'm sorry," I told her. "It's nothing to do with me. I can't stop the rain." "Why not? Don't be impertinent," she bullied. I looked down at her and shook my head. "I'm sorry." Suddenly she was herding me, head-butting me insistently in the ankles, out onto the back step in just my slippers and boxer shorts. "Nightshade," I cried. "It's raining and I can't do anything about it." She was gone, back door slamming closed against my chilly behind. I was locked out, but there in the kitchen I could hear her mewing loudly, telling me she wanted to be fed, telling me to hurry up. I sat on the wet step for a while, shivering. I felt relief that I had not given in quite so easily. It felt good. Yes, I don't think she actually herded me onto the back step, not in real life, but she definitely looked at me, did Nightshade. She looked at me very crossly on occasion when it was raining and she wanted to go out, and she was like, "Well, what are you going to do about this then?" She was lovely. Rest in peace, lovely Nightshade.
Hello, it's me, Paul. I'm just reporting from Canterbury. Yes, as part of this episode, I'm going to be showing you around the town a bit. I'm currently having my lunch and enjoying a bit of sit-down. It's something that's quite underrated, I think. But I have a nice cheese wrap, a hot cheese wrap thing, and a cookie and some soup and a coffee. It's all very tasty. I do recommend it. I think that after a week of this, I'm going to get out and about and into the crowds, and I may even talk to one or two passers-by. Who knows? I'm sure that some of them might even recognise me, Shy Yeti. Because that's what I is, who I am. Yes, just a joke. Yes, well, I'm just going to finish my lunch and I shall catch up with you again once I've done that. Okay, okay. Hello, listeners, it's me. I'm in Canterbury. Well, between us, we're all in Canterbury, but we're just not together. I'm in a cafe in Canterbury, having my lunch, and Cromarty and the episode bot are off around the town, trying to confirm that the other dimensional Paul has been here.
quite recently, and apparently I think things are looking quite positive, so if possible, we're going to try and get him somewhere that we can sort of confront him and, well, we've got plans for that. It's just a matter of, being careful, not giving our hand away, not letting him know that we know that he's here. Although, you know, he's releasing a podcast, he can't be that bothered. He must realise we're going to find out about it sometime. But, I don't know. I mean, if it's possible for him to stay here, and I don't, you know, it doesn't affect me, then fine. But he's not going to use my name. But, I mean, yeah, fair enough. He may go by that name in the other dimension, but he's here now, so he'll have to be the artist formerly known as Shayeti or something. But I don't know. We're thinking as we move, if you know what I mean. We're thinking on our feet, that's a better expression. Anyway, so I'm here having my lunch, because this was an area, we're sort of right on the high street. This is an area that we detected that the other dimensional pool had been in, you know, relatively recently. So, Itty Uncle John's gone to the bus station to get some bus timetables. If plans move in the way we hope they will, we might be needing a bus pretty soon. So, we're just trying to be prepared, and so we haven't had much time to be prepared. So, it's a matter of doing what we can when we can. So, I'll sign off for now and speak to you again once we've made a few more decisions. But anyway, just to let you know that we are here in Canterbury and we are making progress of some sorts. So, yeah. Okay, I shall finish my coffee and cake. Speak to you a bit.
Hello, darling. Hello. Darling, it's me, Bettina Dupre. I just wanted to say that I've been following your adventures with some concern. I do hope that that naughty, naughty, other-dimensional you doesn't cause any dreadful troubles, because really he should know better. He really should. I don't understand. Isn't he famous in his own dimension? What's his trouble? Why does he want to come here and it's like he's starting from scratch. And, I don't understand. I'm completely befuddled, I must say. Anyway, I do hope that you and Eddie Uncle John and Cromarty and the episode bot, I do sincerely hope that you're going to be able to do something about that little fiend. Oh, yes. 1,000,000 kisses, darling. 1,000,001 kisses.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Damius Twinklehorn. I'm quite concerned, too. I mean, yes, quite concerned. I do hope that he's not giving you, I just want you to remember, though, that although he is being mischievous at the moment, this other dimensional you must remember when, Back at Christmas, back in the new year, he did help when it came to, that when Cromarty was doing bad things. I know Cromarty's helping now, but it always gets so confusing. I once was very confused. Yes. Well, that happens quite a lot, actually. Good luck, guys. Good luck.
Hello, Paul. It is me, Cromarty. Hello. I'm just trying to send you a message because, the reception, the phone reception is very bad here. It keeps losing it, so I had to leave you a message. I just wanted to say that the episode bot and I, we have definitely spotted the... we have definitely spotted yourself, but not you. The other dimension man, he is recording... Yeah, I can see that he is recording things. I do not know what he is quite recording, but, He's here. He's still in the area. You know, he released that episode quite recently, and he was in Canterbury then, and he still seems to be here now. I do not know if he has, he cannot afford the train home or what is going on. But he is not very good. But I am going to approach him, and I'm going to see whether we can get him to I don't know, he should not recognize me. I do not think he will he may recognize me. I shall wear a hat. He is probably very busy and distracted. He doesn't seem as intelligent as he used to be. He looks a bit dim, I must say. Anyway, I will see if I can approach him and see if I can lure him, get him to go to the place, the place where we can confront him and tell him what to do. We can't do it in the center of Canterbury, can we? No. So I'll speak to you later. I'll speak to you later. Okay. Hey, John.
What now?
What do you mean, what now? This makes me sound like I've been bothering you all afternoon or something.
No, sorry, I didn't mean it to sound like that. No, so, I mean, what has happened? I've got a message from Cromarty, and we might have to be ready to make a move. Well, what's he going to do?
He's going to try and speak to him. He's going to try and speak to him and, say stuff.
Oh, good grief. Well, I've got that bus timetable. Look, if the worst comes to the worst, we'll get a taxi. Blimey, you really are blowing the budget.
Yes, maybe just a bit. This is exciting.
It's kind of exciting, kind of scary.
Yes. Hello, yes, this is me, Shy Yeti. Last episode, I was in Canterbury. I was showing you around Canterbury and talking to pigeons and trees and flowers. And now, this time, I'm in Canterbury again. Because there's so much that I didn't do last time. And so many trees and birds and flowers that I haven't yet spoken to. So join me on... What's it called? Join me on Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show. And when I will be talking to more pigeons and birds. No, pigeons are birds. More pigeons. Anyway. Yes, join me.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I'm just recording. Do we know each other?
No, we do not know each other.
Are you a fan?
You are the Shy Yeti, aren't you?
Well, yes, that is my name. I am Shy Yeti, and I'm doing my podcast.
I just wondered if you're interested. I know a really good location which you could record in. Yes, I do.
Really? Tell me more.
Oh, there are ghosts there and everything.
Really? Oh, goodness, I would be very much interested, yes. Yes, I would be interested.
Well, I can take you there now if you're interested.
Yes, let me just finish recording my links and just sit over there and I'll come over when I'm finished.
Oh, yes, that's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you. Very kind of you, yes. Hello, listeners. I've just spoken to a local who has promised to take me to an interesting location for recording. So I will be speaking to him in a minute. But I just need to find a pigeon to speak to first, because I did think that my interview with the pigeon last episode was one of my strongest so far.
Hello, it's me again, Cromarty. Hello. Hello. I've just spoken to him. I have made a breakthrough. I put on a silly hat and changed my voice. He did not realize it was me. And, yes. And he's going to come with me.
I'm going to take him to the location. So, you know, you need to wear silly hat too. And then we will all travel to the location together, okay? Yes, we are making a breakthrough. We can stop him. We will be able to stop him. I'll see you at the rendezvous as soon as possible. I'll text you the bus times. I'll text you if I... It'll be hard to call you once we are together. He's just finishing recording. Okay. This is me, Cromarty, speaking. Yes.
What's that then? Another message, Paul?
Yes. We need to go buy some silly hats.
Why do we need silly hats?
Well, we're going to be on the same bus, probably, as, well, you know, the other dimensional me. We can't just sit there. You know, he's going to notice. I know.
Are you sure? Honestly, I mean, I can't... It all sounds a bit dodgy. Are you sure? Are you really sure that... Well, he's fallen for this.
I don't know.
What if Cromarty's leading us astray? What if Cromarty's working with the other dimensional Paul?
Oh, I don't know. I'd not thought about that.
Or what if the other dimensional Paul is... he's playing along.
I don't know. It's possible, I suppose, but... I mean, he was never, like, an evil person, the other dimensional me. He was just... I don't know.
Yeah, but people change, Paul. Who knows what's happened? Who knows what's happened since you last met him?
Oh, now you're scaring me, John. Oh, dear. Now you're scaring me. Well, come on, we've just got to get to the rendezvous. We've got to do this and not worry about things like that. Come on, let's go and get some silly hats.
Right, whatever you say. I hope you know what you're doing.
Next up, it's been some time, but we've got another one of my Shy Yeti scripts. This one is called Shy Yeti Gets Recognized. Let me just set the scene. Shy Yeti is out and about. In his poor little head, he is far more famous than he actually is, which is not at all. But that comes from too much hanging out with egotistical bears like Charlie Gurr and his Yeti friend Simon. But even then, Charlie is a celebrated actor and singer in his own country, and Simon has presented some TV shows. Shy has only really ever written a few poems and hung around at parties. So one day, he is busy on the town when he hears somebody calling out his name.
Oi, you, fatso.
Shy Yeti wonders who is being shouted at, but sees nobody else about, until suddenly he sees a small guinea pig gentleman. Yes? Can I help?
The name's Wallow. Bertram Wallow. You're well known, aren't you?
Well, I'm not Charlie Gurr, if that's what you're thinking.
Of course you're not. You're not a bear, are you? And if you were Charlie Gurr, you'd hardly be walking about on a pavement on your own now, would you?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, a class act like Mr. Gurr must have servants and minders and chauffeur-driven limousines. He wouldn't be seen dead out here in the wilderness, alone.
I suppose he does occasionally have people that ferry him about the place.
And what would you know about it?
Well, I do know him.
Ha! Really? Well, you may do, but you're not famous.
But I thought you just said that I was well-known.
Well-known is not the same as famous. You're well known because people know you. You're a hanger-on, a face at every party. It's a wonder that bear puts up with you, following him around everywhere. Simon Yeti, a talent at nothing but showing up.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry to let you down, but I'm not actually Simon Yeti.
You're not? You look like him. You must have been told that before, surely.
Well, that's only because we're both Yeti. Anyway, he's somebody different. I do know him too. Actually, he and Charlie are genuinely very good friends.
Bah!
No, it's true. Simon used to be on telly in this country quite a lot 10 or 15 years ago. In fact, he helped Mr. Gurr develop his career over here, away from Bear Guria.
I don't know anything about any of that, mate.
They once built a time machine together. It worked too, or so I've heard.
Funny man. Are you sure you're not Simon Yeti?
Really? I'm not. Here. See. Look at my bus pass.
Fair enough. So who are you again if you're not Simon Yeti?
Didn't you read it? My name was on that bus pass. I'm Shy. Shy Yeti.
Oh, sorry. That was a name, was it? Sorry, I thought it was a description of your mental health, your marital status or something. Should I have heard of you?
Not necessarily.
Do you perform, juggle, tap dance, perhaps? No, I can't imagine you tap dancing. You'd fall off and do yourself a mischief. That's if the table didn't collapse first.
Well, really, I'll have you know that I'm a poet. I'm an actor too, on occasion. I've written articles. Once I even auditioned for the Eurovision Song Contest, only I shattered the camera lens.
Fascinating. Actually, now I think of it, your name does ring a bell. Let me just Google you. Actually, no, better still.
Wallow takes out his phone and makes a call. Shy wonders if he should just leave, but Wallow now has a question for him.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten. Don't worry, he's here. I'll just ask him. What did you say your name was again, mister?
Shy Yeti.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. I'm just ringing his sister.
But why?
If anyone's heard of you, she will have. She reads all the magazines, spends most of her free time down the local library, warming her hands over the photocopier.
She doesn't work?
Oh, yes. She's the librarian there, but she refuses to have the heating on. Cuts into the book budget, you see.
Oh, I'm trained to be a librarian years ago now. I recently learned all about shushing. Not that you're interested.
Hey, daffers. It's me. What do you mean, who? It's me, Bertie, your brother. You'll never guess who I'm with. Ha! Actually, no, you really won't guess. I've never heard of him. Says he's called Shy Yeti. Says he's a poet, but that he once trained to be a librarian.
I gave it up to pursue my writing.
He says he gave up working in the library to write books. By the look of him, it won't be long before he wishes that he was back stamping books like you lot. Don't give up the day job, eh?
That's not very polite.
Oh, really? You have heard of him? What, really? Really? Now, I don't like the sound of that. Do you want me to bop him one on the nose?
Now what have I done?
She says you made her cry.
I never did.
Yes, but you would say that.
Really, I assure you, maybe I should speak to her.
And make her cry again? I don't think so. What did he do to you, love? Come on, you can tell me. I'll make him pay. I see. Apparently one of your little verses made her cry. You weren't rude about her, were you?
Of course not. We've never met. I don't think we've ever met.
You're absolutely certain that you've never dated any lady named Daphne?
It's unlikely. I tend not to frequent that area of experience, if you see what I mean.
Oh, really? Into fellas, are we? Well, that's all right then. Of course, I'm married, by the way, to a lady, just in case you wondered.
Thank you for clarifying, and what a lucky lady she certainly is.
Isn't she just? Anyway, my sister wants a word. She actually seems to know who you are, so be nice. It's Daphne, remember, she's 42.
Oh, good age. Hello, Daphne?
Hello. Good heavens. Is that really the poet, Shy Yeti?
It is. How nice to speak to a...
A fan. Oh, yes, very much so. So, are you friends with my brother?
I guess we've only just met, actually. I must say, this is quite unusual. I'm not sure I've ever...
Had a fan before? Oh, really, Mr. Yeti? I can't believe that.
Which of my books do you have exactly? Which poem was it that made you cry? I've written quite a few, but I'm sure I'll remember it if you say the name.
Well, it was less of a poem and more of a verse.
actually.
They're not so terribly different.
It was in a card, though, not a book.
Oh.
It was in a Valentine's card. How did it go now? Roses are red, violets are pink. You look quite daft and you probably stink. Lovely. It really moved me.
Really? Are you sure I wrote that?
It says so on the back of the card.
Oh, well, I must have done then.
I heard you on local radio too once. You were very good. My pet silverfish wasn't so keen though. He nibbled the carpet and then pooed into the gap he'd made.
Oh, I do apologise. I'm not sure if I can offer any form of compensation.
You could always come to my library and read to some of my inquirers, if you would. Sorry, that's rather bold of me to ask. I know.
I'm sure I could do that if it would make up in some way for the damage to your carpet. I really don't want to have that on my conscience if it can be avoided.
Why? What did you do now? Did you damage her carpet?
No, it wasn't me. Her silverfish, but it appears my voice may be to blame.
Will you come along? Right now, Mr. Shine. I'm nearby. My brother will show you.
I will, yes. Of course, it will be my pleasure. And so time passes and Shy goes with Bertram Wallow to Daphne's library, and he is relieved to discover that it is quite a normal venue for such book-related activities. Sadly, however, there were very few people waiting for him to do the reading.
When I got to work this morning, I had no idea that I'd be sharing a cup of tea with my favourite poet, my favourite Yeti, no less.
Steady on, old girl. She's just being nice. Don't let it go to your head.
All right, I won't. I'm well aware of that.
No, not at all.
You do realise that she's only invited you because the original speaker couldn't show up. That's why there's nobody here now. They heard you were coming. You are not a suitable replacement.
Oh, don't be so mean. That isn't the truth at all.
Really, I understand if it is. Who was your original speaker?
Oh, one of the darlings of the Women's Institute, Lady Tabitha Whatnot.
A lady, no less. Is that her actual surname? Aren't they usually double-barrelled?
Oh, she is. I just can't remember what it is, and I can't be bothered to go and look it up. She wasn't my choice. I do recall that she was meant to be speaking about the science of dropped stitches in the self-production of cardigans and other knitwear. Exciting, eh? We get a lot of that sort of thing around here.
Ah, well, I never had a chance of competing against that. Or her, now did I?
You said it.
Lilywhite Abbas.
I never did. Sorry, Daphne. I beg your pardon, is what I meant to say. Was that a curse or a sneeze or possibly a smidgen of both?
No. Lilywhite Abbas. That was her name. I remember it now. But anyway, yes, perhaps it was a tall order on this occasion. The ladies were very keen on hearing what Lady Tabitha had to say. If we'd have known that you were coming instead, then it would have been different. I guess the mistake was expecting the audience from Stitching to be the same as an audience who wants to hear daft poems about cats.
I don't only write about cats, you know.
And to be fair, old ladies do tend to own cats. They never gave him a chance.
True. And thank you. He's right.
Oh, he is. Never mind, eh? I say we have the show anyway.
We've an audience of sorts. They all stare ahead at the aforementioned audience, which is made up of stuffed toys and dolls from the kids' section.
Better turnout than expected, although I'm told the stuffed giraffe just plain refused to come.
Oh, shut up. Shall I begin?
Oh, yes, please.
You're not going to announce me?
I don't think so, no.
OK. Right. So, I intend to begin this afternoon with one of my dafter, sillier poems. It's called
Disco Yeti, and it's one that reminds me of my younger, more agile days.
Won't you do my favourite?
Yes, all right. Roses are red, violets are pink. You look quite daft and you probably stink.
Oh, hooray, hooray, hooray. Oh, I love that one. More.
Really? You mean... Okay. Roses are red. Violets are pink. You look quite daft. And you probably stink.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Right, that's that then. Are we done?
You don't want any more?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I think we've run out of time. Anyone for a cup of tea?
Oh, go on then. I've got nothing else planned.
Marvellous.
I wouldn't stop if I were you. She'll be on about her ingrowing toenails and her latest doomed love affair if you linger too long. I should know. I live with her.
Oh, I've got an idea. I wonder... Suddenly, Wallow goes silent and heads off to sit in a corner. Daphne returns, carrying a plate of biscuits, and looks both surprised and impressed to see how quiet her brother now is.
Golly, you really are up on your current library techniques, aren't you? There's always a job here if you want it.
Yes, but don't tell anyone. I knew it would come in handy sometime, but I'm not actually chartered. A librarian friend of mine taught it me.
I won't say a thing. I'll go and fetch the teapot.
Fantastic, thank you. I shall contemplate my afternoon and maybe even write a poem about it. So there we have it, another Shy Yeti script. I hope you enjoyed that. There will be more coming soon.
I'm just on the bus with this gentleman who I've met, who is, he's offered to show me an interesting location for filming. So, yes, it's. I'm sure it's going to be very interesting indeed. So, yes, absolutely, yes. Hello, it's me, Paul, real Paul. I'm on the same bus with Yeti Uncle John. We can see the other dimension of Paul and Cromarty, who's got a silly hat on. And we've got silly hats on too, but we're at the back of the bus and he hasn't noticed us. So, yeah, things are working out, I think, so far. Yeah. We're going to get off the bus soon, so when we get off the bus, then we'll hang back and, we'll follow them at a distance, just in case our silly hats don't work, you know, in the closer proximity. Yeah.
Well, that was a long bus ride. I didn't quite expect anything quite so long.
Well, you know, it's just... not everything is on your doorstep.
I'm sorry. Well, nothing is... I mean, not everything is on the doorstep.
No, it's just... your voice, it sounds different.
Very sorry. I've got a cough. Makes my voice sound kind of funny.
Oh, right, yes. For a minute I thought it was familiar.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was just the cold weather on the bus, the breeze on the bus. All right, well, let's keep going, shall we? Let's keep walking. Which way? This way? Good.
Hello, Bettina Dupre, darling.
Hello, Bettina, it's me, Paul.
Oh, darling, how are you? Are you still down in the countryside?
Yes. I know I don't usually call in for advice, but this time I really do need your advice.
Go ahead, darling, of course.
Well, so, Getty Uncle John and I are down in the country. We're trying to round up the other dimensional Paul, the one who, well, you know, the one who was here end of last year. And,
Yes, darling, yes.
And I know, I've been thinking, and I know that he, you know, it's not all bad. I mean, he helped me save you and save the others from Cromarty's evil things. And it's just so weird, isn't it? Because Cromarty's now sort of helping us. And I don't... So, what do we do? I mean, what do we do? I'm just worried. Who do I trust? Do I actually trust Cromarty? Or do I just come home and just... I don't know.
Oh, dear, Paul, I am a bit of a loss to what to suggest, because even if Cromarty does have some sort of plan, you really do need to sort out this whole business with the other dimensional you, because he could ruin things, and goodness knows what it could be doing to the space-time continuum, or whatever it's called, having two of you in the same place. Darling, no, I really think you have to surge forward. You have to do your very best. You can't let these things get out of hand, because they may seem bad now, they might just get worse. So I know whatever is going on, whatever you are planning, just go ahead with it and just make sure you get that other dimensional Paul to turn around and go straight home. He has no right to be here. He doesn't belong here. And, you know, he really is just here to cause trouble. He really is.
I suppose you're right. I think you probably are right. Things could only get worse. All right. Thank you for your advice, Bettina.
My darling, it's absolutely no problem at all. Just look after yourselves. Take care, all of you.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'll speak to you soon.
Goodbye, darling.
She's right. She really is right. Listeners, we'll see you again next time. And next time we'll get it sorted out once and for all. We'll make sure that... the other dimensional me realises that he can't exist here and that he's only going to endanger everybody. So, yeah. And there'll probably be some poems too. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. And it's been a fun episode, I hope. It's not been quite so fun for us recording it, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Anyway, well, take care. We certainly will. And next time, hopefully, we'll have the conclusion to this little predicament. Yes. Yes, we shall. Oh, yes, we shall. Okay. Goodbye for now. Take care. Yes. I want a cuddle.
Oh dear, Paul, I have a bit of a loss. Even if Cromarty does have some sort of plan, you really need to sort out this whole business with the other dimensional you, because he could ruin things.
Hello, it is me, Cromarty. I just want to congratulate you in, allowing that, me to be on your show again. Because, I know it's going to be good for ratings. So, what? Oh, sorry, I need to go. Bye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
We're doing the space-time continuum, or whatever it's called. Having two of you in the same place.
Two of you in the same place.
Darling, I really think you have to surge forward. You have to do your very best. You can't let these things get out of hand. Because they may seem bad now, they may just get worse. So I know whatever is going on, whatever you're planning, go ahead with it. And just make sure you get that other dimensional portal. Turn around. Straight home. Drake has no right to be here. He doesn't belong here. And, you know, really, it's just here to cause trouble. It really is.